Mother Nature's Son by the Beatles. And now, here I am with Ladybug. Hey, how's it going?
Hi, nice to be here.
Yeah, I'm excited to have you. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, my name's Ava, but my artist name is Ladybug, and I'm from Los Angeles, California, but I currently live in Mass. And I just make, indie folky music. But I have my fair share of rock singles out as well, so I'm pretty versatile and I'm excited to play.
Yes, including you just released a new single about a couple weeks ago?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Potential. It's funny because in that song, the actual word potential is not mentioned in any of the lyrics once. But the song is about potential and how you kind of can't escape your potential, you know, for the rest of your life. So I feel like it's something to really be in tuned with, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, I think the song, I expressed fear of potential and running away from it, honestly, but it's always just going to come back to you whether you like it or not. So it's just good to reach it.
Yeah, I mean, potential energy when you're at the top of a hill. You got all that energy ready to be released.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, would you like to start us off with one of your songs?
Yeah, of course. Everything I'm playing is going to be a part of my next album coming up, which is an acoustic album. So I'm just playing all these unreleased songs, basically, that will be out soon. And I think we're going to start with... A lot of them don't have names, to be honest, so... But I think I'm going to call this one Holy Water. Me longer take that's the first song.
Thank you very much.
Of course.
So what, either for that song or in general, if you could give us a little peek into your songwriting process, what does that typically look like for you?
Songwriting process, I mean, I always start with like some kind of guitar progression or a riff and build off of that. And then you kind of just have to improvise the vocals until you find a melody that like speaks to you for the progression. And from there, like, I just like be saying whatever when I'm writing, you know, like, and sometimes the natural like flow of the lyrics is good and I just like keep it, or I tweak it like a little bit. Like, that's how the writing process goes for me, I would say.
For sure. Makes sense. You know, I mean, every once in a while I will get an artist who comes in and says and tells me that they start with their lyrics, but I feel like that's sort of rare.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine. I honestly admire that, to be honest, because I'm really bad at poetry and stuff like that. Like, but yeah, that's not really how I do it.
Yeah. Well, listening to your lyrics, I wouldn't have guessed that you're bad at poetry.
Oh, thanks.
So, you're quite welcome. do you have any other creative outlets?
I mean, I am really into fashion, but not in like the archive, like grailed, like LA fashion boy kind of way, more in just like the, like, I pay attention to like how the way clothes like flatter my silhouette and like what patterns and like colors that I like, and just like the way that I like to like express myself on the outside, I think is really fun to tap into as well as on the inside. And I really need to get back into my sewing era, you know? And I have like a huge love for cooking for people as well. I think sewing and cooking are like the two most like underrated hobbies of all time, 'cause you gotta wear clothes every day and you gotta eat every day. So those are two things I want to get better at besides music.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they both make great presents.
Oh, you know? Yes. Yeah. For sure. Yeah.
Do you have any like sewing projects that are on your wait list?
Yeah, I have so many. Like, I have like a whole bag of like these clothes I want to alter. And I'm like, I bought this sewing machine. I haven't touched it yet because I've just been like writing and procrastinating. I'm like, damn, like, I need to tap in. But I will soon, you know? Like, so I got it.
Well, at least writing's productive.
It is?
Yeah.
I would say so.
Yes. And do you have a timeline laid out for when your next release might be?
Yeah, the album, I mean, it's been, honestly, to be transparent, it's been a mess, like, recording that, like, the cassettes aren't working, because I want to record all of it on a cassette player. So we just got that fixed recently, which took a lot of money, and like, we're going to start recording next week. But I've already recorded the whole album just on, like, a broken cassette player, apparently. So I got to redo that and the photo shoot, too. So it's going to take a second, but we're going to get it out as soon as possible, like, while making sure that the final outcome is good. And I'll be posting updates on that, but it's not going to take, like, 5 months. It will take much shorter than that.
For sure. And for anyone who's following along and might not be following yet, where can people find you for those updates?
Just like my Instagram or my TikTok. My Instagram is ava.ladybug, ava.ladybug, and my TikTok is, maybe it's embarrassing, but it is minicapybara69. So if you would like to follow me on TikTok, that is my username.
Fantastic. That is a good username.
Oh, thank you.
Embarrassing or not, like, if I had that username, I wouldn't give it up.
Minicapybara69. Yeah. No, I plan to keep it, like, for good. The rest of my life. No As matter, like, if I were to become famous, yeah, that would be, like, my thing.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. And speaking of photo shoots, I really enjoyed your potential photo shoot and music video.
Thank you.
That was with Trent. Right? Trent
yes.
Reeder?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I so miss him.
Bummer talented.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I feel like the documentation of the Boston music scene really dropped off when he went to Philly, because he was just like at every single show. So Shout out to Trent whenever he pops up, which is fairly often. I like to
shout out Trent. Yeah. Seriously, like the way that I met that guy was like the first show I ever performed. Like he offered to record, and mm-hmm. I met him, and I was like, oh, sick dude. And you know, years later, a music video with him. You know, yeah. Foreshadowing.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, the Boston scene's great like that. You know, there's so many talented people.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Everyone's very, like, connected to each other. It's very beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Would you like to play another song for us?
Yeah, for sure. I guess I can play it. Like, we talked about potential a little bit, so I can get that one out of the way and play it.
You and thank you to your fans for absolutely blowing up our DJ chat. You saw me like smiling. I was just scrolling. Oh my god, there's so much. They're very active. It's great. I have a couple of questions from there too. Someone asked, "What meal would you give Gordon Ramsay?"
Something not American. An exotic food that might make him uncomfortable. But to be honest, like, he is Gordon Ramsay. I bet his palate is very versatile, but still, like, maybe like a century egg, like a Chinese century egg, you know, something fermented, something to scare him a little bit.
Yeah.
But other than that, like, yeah, you know, maybe if he was really nice to me, like, he could get, I mean, this is American, but like a nice, like, prime rib steak, like one of the giant ones with like the sauce. Like, I feel like he would be that kind of guy.
Can't go wrong there.
Mm-hmm.
Although I'm sure that he would say that you could, but a nice steak is a nice steak.
Yeah. For sure.
And someone else said, "Mr. DJ, can you shout out her TikTok/Discord fans?" So, oh.
Yeah, they're definitely there. Hello, guys. Thanks for tuning in. I appreciate it.
Another question was, would you rather have a song be liked by many, or I guess to reword it, would you rather have a really popular song that you don't like, or a song that you love totally flop?
This is so funny. My biggest song is called Soft Spot, and it has 150,000 streams. And obviously not all those people are fans. Like, this is on, like, algorithmic... Do you know what I'm talking
about? Yeah, yes,
playlist and stuff like that. And it's my least favorite song that I have, like, by far. And I'm like, it really is like, damn, you know, like, Potential is doing a lot better than like my first release, you know, which means like there's improvement, not nearly as many streams, you know, but I think I would just, I kind of forgot the question. But where I'm going with it is, like, I think I would just rather have, like, a small amount of people, like, appreciate me and, like, keep up with what I'm doing rather than, like, a lot of streams of people who, like, don't care. Because I, like, I'm currently, like, experiencing both.
Mm-hmm.
And I definitely prefer, like, I mean, everyone who's in that chat that you're giggling about right now. And, yeah.
Like, and I see, like, the scroll bar keep getting smaller and smaller as there are more and more messages.
Wow.
Yeah. And they're all, like, saying the nicest things and sending gifs of really nice sunsets and cats.
Okay, I see why you're laughing.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're usually with me when I stream on TikTok, but there's a lot of, like, interesting people on TikTok that, you know, like, the real ones are, like, coming here for the radio show, so now there's no, like, creepy comments or anything. It's, like, feels good.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we filtered them all out. Yeah, there's a barrier to entry here.
Oh, I see.
Well, of course, you know, they need to click and really go through the, yeah. And let's see, I'll ask, oh, here's one. If anyone listening is local, maybe this will resonate with you. But if you were a pigeon and you could hang out anywhere in Boston, where would you like to hang out?
Oh, not Harvard Ave. Not Harvard Ave. They're all there. And, like, dude, the pigeon roadkill, that would not be the spot for me if I was pigeon. Maybe, like, I don't know, people aren't nice to pigeons and we domesticated them, which is crazy to me. Like, there's, like, pigeon rights. I think I would like to be, like, somewhere near, in Walden Pond.
Good choice.
Have you been to Walden Pond?
Yeah.
It is beautiful.
It is.
I would like to be there. Like,
yeah,
that would be amazing for me if I was a pigeon.
Yeah, the whole Fells area is awesome.
Right? It's beautiful.
Speaking of beautiful, would you like to play another song?
Aww. Yeah, for sure. I write a lot of sad music, to be honest. I appreciate it. I wouldn't have it any other way. I mean, I should release some more happy songs too, but I like making people feel, like, understood and, like, something that, like, someone can empathize with that's, like, too vulnerable to say in a public setting, but, like, a song can bring them comfort. So this song is really sad, but I enjoy it. pick up your clothes. I'll take them down to the laundry mat. Why aren't you home? I thought you called me. I called you back. And I wanna say that I fucking hate you when you react. So I won't replay, and I won't say sorry until I'm maybe 75. And then I'll realize that that was the truth, and I'll still love you by then. By then. By then. By then. Thanks.
That was a really nice short one. And yeah, you know, I think that what you were saying about beauty, it really, or about sad music, like, I think sad music really is usually some of the most beautiful music.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, happy music's nice too, but yeah.
Yeah. I mean, something that can make you feel, not that you can't feel from happy music, obviously, like, I mean, you'll notice like all of these like legendary songs are talking about like heartbreak or like whatever. Or something vulnerable, and I think it's like it gets popular because it's like refreshing and it's relatable in a sense where like we live in a world where like it's kind of taboo to talk about things that are like quote unquote negative or like, you know, on the deeper side of talking about it, like so I think people find comfort in music when it comes to that.
Yeah, and someone else in there said that it's perfect music for them to work on their Minecraft world.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, I'll be singing, like, I know, like, people be doing their laundry. Some are, like, you know, it's, like, study music for some people. I've had people, like, say, I just fell asleep, you know, like, stuff like that. I just like that. Yeah, I can imagine playing Minecraft. Or Roblox to a ladybug song. Like, that makes sense to me.
If you could prescribe for your upcoming album where someone should be listening to it for the perfect listening experience, where would you want to tell them to go and listen to it?
Oh, like my songs?
Yeah.
I mean, I release them on as many platforms as I can.
I mean, like where should they be in the world? How should they be? Like, should they be sitting on a bus? Should they be walking in the woods?
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of, it depends on the song.
And of course, otherwise, the best answer is absolutely go and buy physical media on Bandcamp. That is the best way to listen to the music. But
yes, yeah. I actually like am in the process of making a Bandcamp that really needs to happen soon. So I'll be on that. I mean, I would say like for a song like Soft Spot, like driving down the coast, like on a summer day or something. I would say some of these songs are like, I wouldn't say they put you in a bad mood, but like they are sad. I mean, like, you know, if you just need like a song to feel like understood to and like maybe can help you feel a little relieved, like, I don't know, if you're anxious or like if you're upset or just like need to like chill out, like out of like go to a viewpoint and listen to some Ladybug, you know?
A place to take in the world.
Yeah.
I like that.
Thanks.
Have you ever won any cool prizes?
Cool prizes?
Yeah. Like a raffle or something like that.
Ooh. I think like one time I won like a free pencil set in elementary school. That's all. Like, I feel like I haven't really done that many raffles in my life, now that I think about it.
Hey, gambling's bad. That's fine.
Yeah. I honestly, like, have told myself, like, I'll never gamble. You know what I mean? Because I get rage baited so easily. So I feel like if I lost some money, I would be like, Like, let me do that again and then lose more.
Yeah, that's a dangerous slope.
For sure, I'm saying. Don't gamble, guys.
No, no. How long have you been playing music?
So, I feel like I came out of the womb and was like, ah. No, I'm just kidding. I couldn't talk when I came out of the womb. But, like, I just loved singing from a super young age. I wasn't exposed to, like, all these, like, underground niche, like, cool artists that everybody's, like, raving about now, like, from the 90s and 2000s. Like, I just wasn't exposed to that. Like, my parents, like, grew up in, like, a small town in China, you know, and, like, moved here at the age of, like, 17 and 18. So they were just like, here, watch some Disney Channel, you know? Like, so I, like, figured out, like, my music taste on my own. Like, started with R&B. Wait, what was the question again? I like, what? Sorry.
How long have you been? No, it's okay. It was how long have you been playing music?
Oh, yeah.
And like how'd
a
you?
While.
Yeah.
But I think, like, I've always enjoyed singing, and I picked up, like, guitar in 2019 and played it, like, on and off. Like, I feel like everyone in that chat, like, already knows this, to be honest. It was, like, around, like, 4-ish years ago, like, I started to songwrite and, like, have been, like, trying to release songs, like, since then.
Awesome. Was there a specific song that, or album, or musician who, like, when you heard them, you're like, oh, yeah, music is special. This is something that I want to, like, put energy into.
Yeah, I mean, like, I could say some artists that I sound nothing like, where I, like, felt that way. Because I started, like, with R&B. Oh my gosh, I don't know what they're saying.
Oh, no, I'm just scrolling. Everyone's, like, sending crying emojis. it's all beautiful. Yeah.
Beautiful. Wait, what? Sorry.
I think what music really, like, sparked your joy of music?
So I enjoy Frank Ocean because he's kind of created, like, his own sound, like, and genre that no one can replicate, in, like, in my opinion. Like, I've heard things maybe inspired by him, but nothing like him, you know? And I just admire that, how he, like, adds, like, he makes something that's, like, practical enough for, like, a large audience to listen to, but he adds, like, all these really, like, unique, like, sound effects and stuff that, like, he's, like, pieced together, like, his songs in, like, such, like, a remarkable way. And I take that inspiration for my songs, too. But I know I sound nothing like Frank, like, unfortunately. When it comes to music that sounds more like me, I would say, like, Were is this band that's really good. And Julie is also, like, a really awesome band. But both of them made me, like, oh, I want to be, like, a rock star, like, as soon as possible. Like, that would be great.
Hell yeah. Yeah. And I think you are well on the way there. And your fans are definitely... It's pop. If you're listening and you're not in the group chat, it's at wmfo.org/DJ-chat, and it's pretty funny in there. Yeah,
they're, like, actually hilarious.
Yeah, yeah.
They surprise me.
Like, a good crew.
I feel supported. I feel loved. Seriously, yeah. Like, because, like, before, like, I started getting, like, a small amount of recognition. I would have, like, never imagined, like, a single song getting over, like, 10,000 streams, you mm-hmm. know? So the growth is, like, really, really, like, surreal in a way, you know?
Yeah, let alone, I think I saw you had, like, 8,500 monthly listeners. Like, that's a lot of people.
Whoa.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, that is. Damn.
It's pretty cool.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. It really feels nice, because I would have never, like, really imagined it. I was just like, oh, I like songs. Like, let me release this. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Feels good.
Yeah. Well, I'm here with Ladybug. That is on Instagram, ava.ladybug, A-V-A.ladybug. And on TikTok, mini capybara 69.
Yes, that's it.
Excellent. Ava releases music under the name Ladybug. Would you like to play another song for us?
Yes, I would. I think this is the hardest song I have right now. This is the only song that I'm singing that isn't mine, but the cover of it is going to be in the album. So this is Out Getting Ribs by King Krull.
Yep. Thank you very much.
Of course.
There is another question in the chat, which I will also need to interpret. First, I'm going to read it verbatim, which is, question, in the future, when you make it big, how, what effect would you want the biggest takeaway to be from you? Which I...
Oh, wait. It's like...
I think maybe what they're asking is like, no, I'm not really sure.
This is like Shelley sells seashells by the seashore.
But for your brain.
Like, if I were to get big, what's...
No, 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 not if, when. They did say when, and then everyone in the chat was like, yeah, when. but beyond that, there was the how, what effect would you want the biggest takeaway to be from you?
Okay, I think I'm getting it. Like, okay. What, like, how would I want, like, to affect people, or like,
I like
how would
that.
I think that I've been told that my music is like calming, or it can like kind of regulate people, like ease some anxiety, like some tension, you know. I like the idea of that, of just somebody gaining some kind of like positive or like fulfilling experience with the help of my music is really all that I can ask for, like, at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If it could bring someone a little bit of peace, then, yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, or just if you like it, like, yeah, thank you. You know, like...
They definitely do. They're having fun.
I'm glad.
So, oh, God, he read it verbatim. LMAO.
I think they're having fun with you, too.
Yeah, good, good. Thanks. Thanks for tuning in, guys and gals and everyone listening.
Yes.
Do you have a favorite song to perform?
I feel like it's just, like, whatever song that I made the last. It's, like, an unreleased song that I think I'm going to call, like, I Won't. But I'm not playing it today in the set.
Because you won't.
Yeah, yeah, because I won't.
Yep.
Wow, that was good. Thank
thanks,
you.
Thanks, yeah.
That was great. that song, but I feel like I really, like, just whatever song that I've made last is, like, the one that I've listened to the least amount of times. Therefore, it's still, like, more exciting to me. So it's, like, always changing, kind of. But Potential is, like, a solid, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's a cool one.
Thanks.
Would you like to play another song?
Yeah, I think I've played. Do I have like two more, I think? I have two more.
I think that would work perfectly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. Let's go for... This one needs a capo, actually. I don't know if that's in tune.
Well, we have time. You can tune if you'd like. In the meantime, I'll ask you another question. Did you have any New Year's resolutions this year?
Oh my God, who does that anymore?
Right?
Resolution. Like, every year it's like, go to the gym every day. Like, I do not do that. No. To be, like, if I'm being, like, I wish I could say, like, something, like, super interesting and, like, fulfilling. But, like, low-key, like, I didn't have any. But now that I'm thinking about it, like, I guess, like, just, like, grinding music as much as possible. But I was going to do that anyway, whether mm-hmm. it was a resolution or not. So, yeah.
Yeah, who needs arbitrary holidays like that?
I think that's in tune enough.
Sounds good to me.
Thanks. It starts. This is how it ends. This is a reminder. You don't have to pretend. I don't wanna know. That call. Everybody wants pride over rejection. Everybody wants it all. There's no time to run. There's no time to stay. There's no time to wonder what we could have changed. There's no time to hide. To find you, they all went away. 'Cause everybody wants all of the affection. Everybody wants somebody. Everybody wants pride over rejection. Everybody wants it all. Course.
If you could wake up tomorrow with the ability to play any instrument at like a master
bass,
upright or electric?
Don't ask me that.
I mean, if you know how to play one, you can. They translate, I think.
I think I would look kind of funny next to an upright bass, like I'm 5 feet flat tall, yeah. Like, you know, I don't. I mean, I could get, like, a smaller upright bass. That exists, you know, because the regular size ones, like, I don't know if I could play it. But I feel like electric bass would be, like, more compatible with what I do. But, like, oh, bass is so cool, and it's so underrated, mm-hmm. You know. I see all those jokes about everybody, like crapping on the bassist of all these, like, rock bands. And they're, like, off the stage, back in the cage, and I'm like, that's vile. That's like crazy work, you know? But I would love to be a bassist.
Yeah. It's so important. It's the backbone, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is the backbone. It's what makes it like sound like full, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, it's an important role. Someone's gotta do it.
Right.
Very thankless role, truly. Do you have any good fun facts?
Fun fact, I actually, like, have, like, a irrational phobia of strawberries.
Oh.
Like, you know, like, I'm not really, like, that afraid of bugs unless they're, like, really big. And, like, I don't really have a fear of heights or the dark. Like, something about, like, this, like, piece of red matter. It just, like, my mom told me, like, when she tried to feed them to me when I was, like, a baby, like, I would start crying. So, like, I guess, like, there's just something about that fruit that just, like, something in my brain chemistry just doesn't like it, but it's gotten better. I'm not as afraid anymore. My roommates buy them, and I don't, you know, like, have to be an adult, you know, what am I going to say? Like, don't buy strawberries. Like, it's a food, you know? So, yeah.
But fun fact, strawberries actually aren't fruit.
No, don't wait. What?
Yeah. Yeah. No. So they're, multi-fruit.
Is it like a fungi?
Or? No. I mean, so a single fruit would be like the human equivalent of, an ovum, you know, it's a single egg. Whereas a strawberry is more like the full ovary. And then the fruits are actually the little seeds on the outside of the strawberry. Yeah. Corn, too. Corn is a fruit, and the kernels are all fruit.
Oh! Yeah. That's so cool.
And speaking of, would you like to read the PSA that you picked out earlier?
Oh my gosh, I'm really bad at reading, but sure.
I can do it if you'd like.
Can you read it, please?
I'd be happy to.
Oh, why, thank you.
Yes. Why not grow your own? If you enjoy eating fresh food, there's nothing more local or fresher than a harvest from your own garden. Lettuce, kale, carrots, peas, squash, beans, beets, and many herbs are easy for beginners to grow from seed, but perhaps number one are radishes, because they grow very quickly and you can eat the whole plant, tops and bottoms, in as little as 20 to 30 days after seeding them. Mm. And of course, you can buy tomatoes and other plants already potted in containers. Massachusetts law even allows adults to grow up to 6 marijuana plants per individual or 12 plants per household. To learn more, just search the web for what you want to grow. Not only can you enjoy the freshest harvest possible, when you grow your own, you can also have complete confidence it's free of pesticides or other chemicals. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. Oh, thank you.
Yay!
We love PSAs. Yeah, we have to, for anyone who needs context, we have to read one of those an hour. It's part of our license agreement. Yeah. And Ladybug did me the pleasure of picking that one out.
I sure did.
Yes. Someone said, now ask her, what if it had to be an orchestral instrument?
Like strings.
String. Or I guess like winds.
Winds, like the stuff made of wood.
Yeah, mostly, kinda. Except for the brass.
Well, the cello is beautiful.
Yeah, it's a little smaller than a bass.
Yeah, I would feel like really, really elegant if I was like a cello player, you know?
Yeah.
It's just something where like just someone just looks like I feel like it's just like the stance, you know? It's just like aura. Mm-hmm. You know, to be like a cellist. So yeah, that's my answer.
Absolutely. How would you describe your approach to social media? Other than obviously kind of like successful, you brought a crowd with you.
It's so awesome that they're there. I mean, yeah. Like, to be honest, like one day I was just like, I just went like live on TikTok and was just like playing, and then people started joining, and then I realized that like going live was making me like hold myself really accountable to practice every single day, you know? So I was like, it's kind of like I'm like hacking my brain right now, you know? Because it's also like enjoyable to talk to them. And it's cool, like, the amount of networking and, like, opportunities I've gotten just from it, you know? And, like, I could use, like, a little side hustle to, like, help pay for groceries and stuff like that. So I enjoy it for the most part, you know? But, you know, it's, like, the internet and anyone can say anything that they want and, like, you know? So there are, like, people who, like, I'll look at the chat and be like, But it's fine, you know, because there's people like that on there, and that, like, is worth more than anything to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think that they would love to hear another track if you have one more.
This is the last one. Let's go for it.
Thank you.
taste it. Would you change your mind if I was different? 'Cause I think it's me. If I was complete, would you change your mind if I was different? 'Cause I think it's me. If I was complete, would you change your mind if I was different?
Very much.
Of course.
And we've got a little bit more time. We had some fun facts in the chat. Someone said that the name for first they corrected me that it's not a gang. It's not just a crowd, it's a bug gang.
A bug gang. I don't know what they have, like, I don't know if there's like an
Because you're the ladybug.
I'm the ladybug, and
the buguettes. They were also.
I guess they're buguettes. Like they honestly are whatever they want to be. I think at one point someone has asked me what do we call ourselves, as if there's like some, you know, like, well, I guess it's like I have a really hard time like saying the word fan, because I genuinely, like, we have a Discord where, like, I just, like, talk to them. So, like, it's kind of, you know, like, I don't know how to, like, it feels weird to say that. But I guess, like, fans like to have, like, a name or, you know. But I will never name them. I think they will just be what they want to be. And I'll agree with it as long as they're happy with it.
Someone dropped a really good fun fact, which is that the name for a group of ladybugs is a loveliness.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I did learn that as well. And I think that's adorable. Like, yeah. That's like such a beautiful way to call it a ladybug colony. So they are like the loveliness.
Yes. Yes. You know? Yeah. And loveliness, if you guys have any questions that you would like to throw in the last 2 minutes, drop them in the chat, and if we have time, I'll ask them. Do you have any gigs coming up?
Oh, I mean, to be honest, no. I think that I am setting like aside time to like take a step back from like playing shows, and like I would rather like keep networking and like working on recording. I think right now, like, recording this album and like getting these other songs out, like not just the album songs to come after, is like way more important to me than like playing shows. But I would love to, like, in the future, like when I'm ready, and you know, but not currently. I would say like just releasing music is on my priority list more.
Mm-hmm. And it sounds like you've got it all ready to go. You just need to re-record it.
Yes. So,
pretty exciting.
Yeah. There's some things there's some errands I got to run for it, but I think it's going to go well. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got a couple it's going to be a lightning round. Who is your dream collaboration?
Radiohead?
Solid.
They're still alive, yeah. Right?
I think.
It's Radiohead. Yeah. They better be alive.
Yeah. Can you ask her where Steel Ball Run is?
What is
she
that?
May or may not understand. She didn't understand. Okay.
Sorry. I'm so sorry.
Favorite TV show?
Ooh, I mean, Avatar The Last Airbender.
Solid.
Is like always going to be like one of the most perfectly made shows of all time. Representing like different Asian ethnicities and stuff and indigenous people. Like, it's such a good show. I also think that I'm like a cartoon person, really. Like, I also love Steven Universe. I was like a Steven Universe nerd. I still am, you know. And that show is very like queer inclusive and like will kind of like teach you some things like as you watch it, just about like vulnerability and like patience and balance. Like, it's just like a very positive show to watch.
I haven't watched it myself, but I'm a